you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I always tell people, I could get you more bread, but eat the stuff you have now and don't talk for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, can I have, you bring out a couple pieces and things like that. It's really, I don't want to use the word sin, but it really is shameful to waste food, and I see it all
wasteful,
the time.
Wasteful, yes.
Right? So you get people that are just so gluttonous about it because they want to squeeze
and I tell people,
every inch
and I see
of,
at least half the bread that goes out goes in the trash when I bring it back.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. Have you ever wondered why bread service is so important to the restaurant? In this episode, we will take a look at this taken-for-granted staple. And later on in the show, we will reveal our favorite bread. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
When you go to a restaurant, do you eat the bread?
Not anymore, but I used to, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Bread is, when you go to a restaurant, it's your first impression of the place.
Yes.
So if the bread isn't good, you're wondering
what is in store for me?
What is in store for me? So at least the bread has to be good.
The bread has to be solid.
It has to look good, sound good, taste good, all of that. And as the first thing that you put into your mouth, I'm surprised how many restaurants just overlook
the bread.
The bread.
They fail you.
They do.
They fail you.
They fail you if they overlook the bread.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say you should put everything into it because a lot of restaurants, they have their bread. They don't make it in-house. And so they do one of two things. They either have a local bakery bring the bread and drop it off, and then all you have to do is
heat it up. You're gonna do. Yeah.
Or they will buy the proofed bread and then they bake it off and do it that way. And now, later on in the show, I want to talk about like which places where you can find the best bread.
Quality bread.
And so I'm in the same boat as you. I don't really want to get the bread anymore.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Flour, bleached flour is the devil, okay? So I'm staying away from it as much as possible. It's really challenging. And it's so doggone delicious.
It's so good, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And the more, you know, over time, they've made it so... Oh, so delicious. Like you said, it's just ridiculous.
It's very, very delicious.
Oh, man, it's been in some warm bread and you like break it open.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, and then you see that warm scent, like, oh, it's like, ah!
Every sense is just the sound. Round. You see the steam. And any chance, let me tell you something, any chance for me to ingest butter, I'm there. Okay?
Butter.
I love butter.
Butter makes it better.
Butter makes it better.
Oh, man.
Now, you get those bread either in a basket or a bowl or the little tin, the long tins with do you ding on breadsticks?
When I was younger, I liked like Olive Garden and stuff like that, like those kind of breadsticks.
Yeah,
I had a phase where I enjoyed them.
The mechanism for the bread, it gets the appetite going.
Yeah,
because When you really get people afraid they're going to fill up on bread, as long as you are eating within a certain amount of time, you're not going to really fill up on bread. You're going to fill up on bread if you're not going to eat again.
True.
You know, So the what happens is with the body, you feel satiated after time. And so
don't fill up on the bread, kids.
Don't fill up on the bread, kids. So if you fail them and don't bring their food in a decent amount of time, I forget what time maybe it's different for everybody, but I didn't really research that part of it. I've always known that because it's a mechanism I use at brunch too. You can eat a lot if you eat quickly, and you really don't, your body doesn't get a chance to send a signal and say that, hey, I'm satisfied or I'm full and things like that. That signal comes after time. So as long as you're delaying things a little by little, people don't notice, and then they feel full. It's just a time mechanism because you see them crash all the time. They go hog wild, and then by the time they get that signal, oh, it's painful.
Oh, it's like, ooh, yeah, literally.
Unbuckling the belt, moving back. They're like, oh, no, sleepy time.
Oh, man. All right, so let's talk about the people in the bread.
The people? The what? People. What about it?
The people. Do you like doing bread?
I don't have to. I got busters.
I don't like you anymore.
But when I did, I couldn't stand it.
Couldn't stand it.
Okay, so what you're getting at is how annoying some people make make bread service?
Yes.
All right, let's unpack it now. Well, I'll let you go.
Oh, my God. You're like, when you first hit the table, and it's the first thing out their mouth. Can I have the bread? That bread. I want the bread. Like, I didn't even say hi to you yet. I know. I didn't get to say a single word.
Let it play out.
Let me do me.
Yeah, let it play out. I don't even know if, you know, if you're allergic to gluten.
Right? You know? I had no idea.
Let's dance a little.
Let's
listen to the music. Okay? Let me get my name out.
God. And what, how many people, what do you think the average, like how many times a day do you deal with something like that? The average, the bread person.
I see what I get is more bread.
Okay.
Can I get more bread? So our buses bring water and bread.
Okay.
And so if we don't get the bread in a certain amount of time, then they'll ask me for bread, which is fair.
Yeah.
If like 8 minutes go by and you don't have bread in front of you,
yes.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. But don't be annoying about it. Okay?
People are so annoying sometimes.
They ruin it.
They destroy it.
They ruin it.
They hurt your feelings. They hurt my soul.
It's like, okay, so particularly two places that it was super annoying. The old job where you work at, super annoying with the bread. Because then people would say things like, Oh, we only come for the bread.
What?
No, you don't.
What do you mean you only come? If that was the case.
The only reason we came was for the bread. What's the bread? Can you give it the bread? Can we get some more bread? And oh, I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
This lady was so annoying about the bread. It was, if I remember correctly, it was 201. Is that inside by the
piano? Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 201. It's a big top.
The big top.
Yes. And she was the only one. Can we get some more bread? We need a lot of bread. And she's motioning. She's constantly telling me about the bread. And we are here to give you stuff, okay? I'm not here to deny you stuff. We have bread. We want to give it to you.
Yeah.
We're not trying to keep it for ourselves.
No.
But she was so annoying about it. I brought her bread. No problem. Can we have more bread? Okay. I brought her more bread.
Did they even eat all the bread?
Aha. So she was so annoying that other people noticed. So I placed the bread right in front of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you did the
right.
This
in front
is for
of
you,
her.
Honey.
Her food came and she's eaten her food. Every last piece of that mo bread I gave her was still on the table. Okay. So I do my check back and everything and people, hey, how's everything? Da 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 da. I lean over. You gonna eat that bread. Right in her ear. You gonna eat that bread. I threatened her.
Did she eat the bread?
No, she didn't.
That would have been pretty gangster.
But my point was
But
made.
No, absolutely.
You know, come on now.
Come on.
Seriously.
You just wasted my money. I mean, not my money, but you know what I mean.
Listen, I always tell people, I could get you more bread, But eat the stuff you have now and don't talk for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, can I have, you bring out a couple pieces and things like that. It's really, I don't want to use the word sin, but it really is shameful to waste food. And I see it all
wasteful,
the time.
Wasteful, yes.
Right? So you get people that are just so gluttonous about it because they want to squeeze every inch.
And I see at least half the bread that goes out goes in the trash when I bring it back.
I know. It's a shame. In our industry, there's really no good way of recovering wasted food.
You can't, because once it's a table, you can't give it to another guest.
No, you can't do that. That's not what I'm talking about, but it's a mentality.
True.
You know, I'm paying for it, so yeah, you could take your meal home. Some people take the bread home, and that's another device dumb people use sometimes. They ask for more and more, and then they take it home with you. I mean, come on now.
And I've even taken bread home, and the next day...
You throw it in the garbage.
Yes, because it's hard. It doesn't hold well. You know, especially when
it leaves the magic of the restaurant.
It's gone.
The magic is gone.
There is no more magic.
Yes. Once you, listen, just don't be annoyed. What percentage of people you think ruin it for everybody? It's high.
30, 40%.
Maybe. I would say 40% come in and be dummies about the doggone bread.
You know what grinds my gears?
Keep it together now, big guy. Keep it together. Yeah, I mean, how would you advise people to go about bread, like dealing with bread service?
Anything. It's all about how you word it. It's, you know.
Okay, for a sample.
For a sample. So, like we said earlier, instead of, can I have the bread? Or, you know that bread can, you know, we want, how about, hey. I'm a little hungry. You know, can you please grab me some bread?
Yeah, you know? Can you get me bread now? Or, you know, can we get the bread service now? Yeah. Things like that.
Your tone, the way you word things is so huge.
Yeah, it's important.
Know? And you can say, hey, no problem, I got you at that point. Or, hey, you know, I have a little spiel. Let me finish this up, but I will bring it with you when I bring the drinks or whatever I'm doing. You are on my list. Don't worry about it.
And it gives you the opportunity to let them know when the bread is going to come.
Yes.
Who's going to bring it?
Because there's a system. Like I said, at your job, there's the busser brings the water and the bread. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't, you know, the guest, you need to either, I mean, unless you've been there before, you probably don't know the system, which is okay.
Yeah.
But at least give the system a chance.
Give it a chance.
Let us fail you.
Great point. Let us fail you and then pipe up.
Yes.
You know, if like I say, like if 8 minutes go by. And you don't have bread, something's
wrong.
Yeah, something failed. But you have to let that play out. Don't just let your anger be a weapon.
Yeah.
To be a douche.
Yeah.
Don't do it because then things are going to snowball. I know we're supposed to, you know, weather that storm. But guess what? We're human.
Yeah.
We want to hear about like, oh, hi, welcome to so-and-so. My name is Marlon Coke.
That
you just ruined it.
You just destroyed
it. You just knocked me off my unicycle.
Yeah.
I'm over here juggling and shit. Okay.
And I throw the jab right back. Like
I'm coming through like this, and then you just kick my unicycle from under me. I'm trying to work here.
Like I hit him with a stiff arm most of the time, like, okay. We have a system. I got you. Your Coke is in the back of my brain now because you've already embedded it with like one of the things that the metal poker, you branded it in my mind, okay? You burned me.
So you tell them you have a system?
Oh, yeah. I tell them. I hit them with that real quick, okay? And then that's where the respect comes in the end.
Because okay.
Because when they kind of look back, everybody's at the table goes like, oh, okay, he's got this. You know, so I have a system. It's going to work for us to have a good time. Just trust me. I got you.
Okay.
But look at all these other people. They didn't yell.
Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Yeah. They're not screaming right now. Obviously, you're thirsty. We get it. What would you like to drink, ma'am? What would you like to drink, sir? Let us get in the game.
When that happens, I don't even acknowledge them.
You hit him with that.
So I'm at the table.
You just ignore him completely?
Completely. If someone speaks over me, depending on what they say, because I hear and understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And if it is not emergency worth interrupting me, I just keep on plowing through. Yeah. I will run over you. Okay? So if it goes like this, I'm talking, telling you about the specials, and you order something from me, I do one or two things. I give you the hand or the finger, and I keep talking. I don't even look your way. I don't even talk. It's just, and I keep going. And then when I'm finished, I'll look at you. I'll point at you, and I'll ask, you know, you were mentioning something. What was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a question, or you know, what did you say? Can you repeat that?
And how does that work? Like, I mean, is it usually, do you ever
know? I've had a thousand with it.
I love it. Okay.
Because it's all about your presentation and your command, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what that is doing, for me anyway, is putting me in the power position.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if you end up interrupting me, you're welcome, and I welcome that. You could do that all day long, and people do it.
Yeah.
They will, I don't even want to be interrupted when I'm clearing and doing things, particularly at brunch, because that has a system to it, and for me to be efficient, I have to work that way.
Yeah.
At dinner, it's a lot easier because I'm here for you. What do you need? But, you know, it's a lot different. At brunch, theoretically, I have everyone on the first turn at the same time,
yes,
theoretically, and so on and so forth. So I basically have
your
X amount of guests all at once.
Your quad set.
Correct.
Off the rip.
Correct. And they all are essentially at the same stage. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
At dinner, it's different.
Yeah, because you're...
Appetizer, dessert.
You're moving...
Yeah.
You're moving... The gears are moving differently.
Yes, they're moving through differently.
Mm-hmm.
So that really works because it's me non-verbally telling you, we're not doing this all day.
No.
We're not doing it even one time. And I don't have to tell you, don't interrupt me or anything like that, because it really is a little bit more challenging personally to do that.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking, I have to allow you to interrupt me. And I won't allow it. So I just keep moving.
What about, so while you were talking about that, what do you do with the guest? Like, let's say you're at a table,
mm-hmm,
and the table next to you is trying to, oh, that's the straight stiff arm, yo. I mean, but I want to know how do you do it? Because that drives me crazy.
So your question is, you're at a table and someone else engages
another
you
table
from another
is
table.
Like yelling, you know, mm-hmm, I need, or they're, you know, like trying to get your attention. I'm like, dude.
Okay, so there's two things. I get people when I'm on my way to something, to a table, mm-hmm, and they
stop
ask
you.
Me, and I just immediately say, I'll be right with
you. Yeah, that's fine.
It comes off kind of cold, so I need to work on that.
But it has to sometimes, I feel like.
Maybe. I mean, you determine that.
Yeah.
You determine that. For me, I'm so dry that I realize it comes off cold, so I have to warm it up a little
bit. When you go to the table?
No, as I'm walking by, I got to sing it or something. I'll be right with you or something like that, because like I am just so stoned, bro. Like I get it. It does not appear nicely, okay? So that's something I could work on, because I've been at odds with a table with I did not appropriately give her the level of caring when I said, I'll be right with you. She took it,
Where?
She took it how she took it. I don't know if it's wrong or not, but that's how I talk and that's how she took it. So
okay.
I'm not going to tell her she took it the wrong way. It might be the right way, you know? I can admit that. So knowing that, but that's how I am. I'm focused and I say, I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
Just dry as a matter of fact. But if I'm already at the table...
Yeah, the thing that's interrupting that table's experience to me.
Correct.
And that's when I could feel like, not being rude, but more of, that's when you have to kind of be stern.
I won't break off, though.
No, I'm not even... Yeah, I'm almost like this. Like you do the when you're talking,
mm-hmm,
I'm doing that to the guest, and I haven't broke stride while I'm talking to my guest.
Okay. So that's when you use it.
Yeah, that's when I use it.
What do I do? I'm at the table, and then it's like, oh, excuse me, da-da-da-da. I generally treat it the same way as I walk by. I look over and I say, I'll be with you in a minute, or let me finish up or whatever. If it's too far for me to think, I'll mouth it.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
you know?
I'll acknowledge him with the silent lip service, like, I'll be right with you and things like that. So that's as kind as I could do it, because I'm really
annoyed
with it.
No.
Because I get it. People really are egocentric.
Mm-hmm.
They want it
they
all.
Want. Yeah, they want what they want when they want it.
Exactly. So my job really is to make you feel like you're the only one there.
Yeah.
You know, so the least I could do is help you to feel that way when I'm around, when mm-hmm, I'm there. And that has made me a better server. instead of making them feel like they're less than
You never want to make a guest feel uncomfortable.
No.
No, that's not what we're here for. That is not how we make money. Obviously, we want them to feel as comfortable as possible. Almost leaving like you're their best friend. Because I have guests that like to hug me when they leave. Like I'm a part of their family all of a sudden.
And that's kind of weird. You know, it's like... Because I get it. Some people are huggers.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I know you're not. Like,
you know, it's like...
I'm not. I'm a hugger, though. I don't mind a good hug every once in a while. You know, it's okay.
Okay. I've never seen kids hug me. Huh? I think it's sweet as hell.
Oh.
When the kid, like, yeah. You know.
That's great. Okay.
It's funny.
They give you a little high five or something on the way out. I love that kind of stuff. The kids.
Yeah.
So, let's get back to bread.
Okay.
We got to the whole guest yelling.
No. Personally, bread and butter or bread and olive oil?
Oh, I like bread and butter.
Bread and butter?
Yeah.
I could take them both. Olive oil, the oil and vinegar?
Yeah, but something...
With the spices?
With the spices is good.
Yeah.
You know, because olive oil by itself is just olive oil. There's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, it doesn't... To me, it doesn't really enhance the bread the way I like it to. Like with the...
Okay, what about garlic and olive oil? Because that's what we do.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
But see, garlic is a seasoning. You know, there's something in there.
Okay. What I meant was that the herbs.
The herbs is perfect.
Yeah.
The oil with the herbs is the move. You have to have the move. Okay. But just straight olive oil, I can't really dig it that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of butter? Are we doing regular salted butter?
It depends on the bread. It depends on the bread. Let's
pair it up.
Okay. Right. So like, I like when it's done right, when it comes out fresh. Outback has some of my favorite bread. That brown bread that comes out with that like honey butter, like that honey kind of butter.
So you're doing the honey butter with the brown bread.
It's one of my favorites when I eat bread. I loved it. Okay.
Okay.
Especially on a nice fresh loaf. Oh, you can hear it crisp and you open it up and it has like, and it just, the aroma comes out. You see the steam. You're like, oh man, that is phenomenal. That's.
What about the Italian restaurants with the two garlic butter? Like it's like straight fire, burn your mouth garlic.
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. I can't taste anything else.
No.
I can't taste anything else. It's crazy.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I'm not a fan of honey butter.
Okay, I mean, I get that.
Not a fan of honey butter unless I get some cornbread.
Ooh.
Yeah, get a little.
Cornbread's so good.
Who has the cornbread? I want to say Cracker Barrel gives
you. I was going to say Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they got
yes.
The muffins.
Oh, man.
Bad boy, put the honey butter on that.
Yeah, see, now that's.
You got the sweet and salty.
That's sinful right there.
Fire, bro.
That is sinful.
Fire. The whipped, I love the whipped butter.
Whipped butter's great.
Whipped butter's great. And I'm not big on the breadsticks.
I can live without them.
I can live. It's not a hard pass, but it's a pass for sure.
Yeah, I can live without them.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, even when I had them, I would just like dip them in like my soup or whatever I was eating. Like, breadsticks are more of a dipping thing.
Okay.
So at best.
You ever get that super crusty bread?
Oh, like when it's hard almost?
Oh my God.
And you like bite into it like in your mouth. Yes. Yeah. It's like.
You got to order some soup for that.
It's like just burnt pizza.
Oh my gosh. Nothing's worse than burnt pizza.
It's so mean.
We at times have that super crusty bread, and you just see the shrapnel.
When it, remember, it's like in the heart, and you go, and it's like.
Not that hard. It's got meat inside though, you know. It's got the meat inside. And people like,
hey, well, and I'm okay with pulling like almost like a bread bowl.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah.
Now that is the worst thing going as a bread bowl. Bread bowl is the worst kind of bread. Come on now. Okay, the worst kind of bread for me anyway for bread service is rye.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing with rye? Rye only deserves to be on a sandwich.
I don't want it on a sandwich.
Like a Reuben? I love it on a Reuben.
I don't want a Reuben either.
Well, you don't like Reubens, but I love a good Reuben.
Some seeds and everything. And the flavor. Like, I don't care for sourdough either. I can maybe in the mood, but I like.
He's like, I don't like it.
Give me a hot raisin bread, though.
Oh.
I'm all in. I'm pushing. Yo, when I first started our place, we used to give people three different breads in the basket, bro.
I like spots like that where you get
it's
like.
It's kind of overkill.
It is overkill.
Well, now we only do the one.
Yeah.
But I won't eat it. I used to kill that raisin bread, though.
Oh, man. I like the variety, like a little corn muffin, a little piece of like the, you know.
But then the chances of a table liking just all of them. Then you get the waste.
Yeah.
No. Do you know today, to this day, I can't even eat shell peanuts because I used to work at Roadhouse and we had peanuts all the time. When I first started there, I was like, oh, peanuts, barrels of peanuts. Eh. After years, bro, I can't even touch a peanut, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I got to have a D-shell at the bare minimum.
At the bare minimum. I moved on. I'm on cashews and walnuts now, bro. Forget a peanut. I can't do it. Can't do it. And people used to go crazy for that. What about a nice brioche?
I love brioche.
Mm.
Brioche is my jam.
That's your jam.
I buy brioche. Like, when I do eat bread now, it is brioche. Like, when I go, like, if I'm making a burger, like, my kid wants a burger, she's so spoiled, she only eats the brioche buns from where we're eating burgers and stuff now.
Okay.
She just loves it. And they actually hold a little bit. I've known, like, the date. I don't know how, but they last a little bit longer.
Really?
Than like the regular, like the cheaper bread.
Okay.
So I was like, that's why I get the brioche too. Because you know, how many times are you going to make a burger? I mean, at home. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and they're greater because they come in smaller packages. So I get, you can get them in 4-pack or a 6-pack.
Okay.
So it's perfect. So it's 2 meals. So, you know, there's two of us. I make a burger. She has a burger. Perfect. Maybe in a week later, we'll have a burger again. And the brioche still holds for that a clean week before I have to throw it away.
Now I got you. I'm going to box you in right now.
Okay.
You ever get, with the takeout, they give you the Hawaiian sweetbread?
Oh,
what's it called again?
Oh, no, you got it. That is Hawaiian sweetbread.
Yeah. You passing on that? King's Hawaiian?
King's Hawaiian. Oh, man.
You passing on that? Boxed in. I know you love it.
I do love it.
I know you dig it the most.
Oh, man. And they're so good, like for sliders and stuff. Remember when I used to make the
chicken sandwiches?
Yes, I used to make chicken salad.
Okay, so.
And that was the package.
Danny and I, we worked, our schedule overlapped for the most part.
Yeah.
I think there was a day on the beginning and a day on the end that we didn't work together.
Yep.
Or was it just one day in the beginning?
One day in the beginning. Because I worked the lunch and you were like, I think you were coming in. We worked the same days, but just I was lunch one of those days and you were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now. We would on a Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
No, you were off Sunday, Monday, and I was off Monday, Tuesday. That's what it was.
Okay.
But anyways.
Bring it back. We would take turns bringing in food.
Yes.
And it would feed both of us, mm-hmm. right? Danny would make the fire chicken sandwiches, and he would make it with the King's Hawaiian, and it had apple in it.
So
it was so doggone good. Then you started making it for other people. I was like, back up all my stuff.
People started jumping into our pie. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, man, I had to bring her like a bigger container. I was like, man, I know this is for me and Marlon, yo. Back up. And hit it with a stiff arm.
That was the days when I used to be hangry.
Yeah.
I had no tolerance for being hungry.
Yeah. We go upstairs and be like, yo, you have a sandwich? Yeah, I got a sandwich. And the chicken salad was good because, remember, we would do sandwiches too.
Yeah.
And throw them on the flat top.
Oh. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
Back in the bread days, we would do the tuna.
Yeah.
The tuna melts.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Mm. And then the breakfast sandwiches from Pramani's.
Those are the best.
Oh, my gosh. So good. Speaking about eating, I'm day one on a 2-day fast.
Oh.
Nothing but water.
And you're talking about food? No,
it's fine.
It's not fine.
I could do a day on my head, bro.
I mean, okay.
Not till day, morning of day two, I'll get hungry.
Oh, I can, I can feel like, yeah. So just water all day?
Water all day.
And then?
Water and tea.
So 48 hours?
48 hours, yeah.
When did you start?
Last night around 8:30.
Okay, so you're going to go until Tuesday at 8?
You'll
eat dinner on Tuesday?
Probably. It depends. I might keep it going overnight again if I'm not dying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which I won't, but it depends. So I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm going to kind of keep it.
Okay, so yeah, so I was going to ask you about that. Like, do you follow your normal regimen or no?
No, because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because going to the gym makes you hungry. Well, exerting energy makes you hungry in the end, I feel like. Like a lot of energy.
You really don't want to spill energy. You really want to use the energy. You want to transfer it from the digestive system to the cleansing system. Mm. So you want to eliminate. Once you eliminate and you're not really using your vital energy to masticate, digest, eliminate, once that shuts down, your body goes into autophagy where it starts to eat all the bad cells, the dead cells, the bad stuff, and you detox that way, and it's very, very beneficial and efficient at it.
And how often do you do this?
Well, this is the first time I've done it in a while, for 2 days. But generally, you don't reach autophagy until 17 hours of no food. And what you want to do when you're fasting is be mindful. So that's why I'm not going to the gym, things like that. So I'm going to sit quietly as much as possible and reflect and have the intention of cleansing. So we have great power with our intentions. So if you just do things accidentally, it's not as effective as if you're intention.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, finishing up with the bread service. Did we even talk about bread today?
Yeah,
we're talking about all kinds of other stuff.
We talked about bread.
Now,
the crunchy bread, the good bread, the bad bread, the bread. How we hate getting mean people bread. I mean, we talked about all those things.
That's true. I forgot. Who makes which chain restaurant? Because obviously there's, independent restaurants that do a good job. And we may not even be the best people
to judge this,
because we're not always eating bread and we're not always a chain restaurant.
Why don't we, because why don't we ask the guest to let us know?
Who's your favorite bread?
Yes. And we can do almost like the draft thing. Maybe do a bread draft.
A bread draft?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, for now, let's rank them based on memory.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because we remember eating bread once upon a time.
Of course, of course.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Red Lobster.
When's the last time you went to Red Lobster?
When I worked there.
Oh! How long ago was that? Like, 30 years ago?
When I came out the womb.
I wonder, because things change and recipes change. I wonder if the Cheddar Bay biscuits are the same.
I mean, they even put them in the grocery store. So
really,
yeah.
It almost don't even taste real.
Yeah, they would melt your mouth. They were good.
They were good.
They were good.
I've only been to Red Lobster less than a handful of times. Yeah. Honestly,
if I didn't work there, I've probably eaten there. Besides working there, maybe six times.
Okay,
you know what I mean, but I know people that love it. You know, I mean, obviously it's a business, so there are people that love it. So
those would have closed if people didn't love it.
Those biscuits, though, they are sinful.
That's another form of bread that we didn't really discuss.
We didn't go over biscuits.
No,
we didn't go over the biscuits.
You like yourself a biscuit?
When I was growing up, I used to my family would make the graham biscuits. But that was like a fresh out the oven kind of thing. So I like those. Yeah.
What about a croissant?
I love a good croissant.
We used to have the breakfast sandwiches on the croissant.
Yes, I love a good croissant. Yeah, when I was in Paris, my daughter and I ate croissants every day.
Okay. I wonder if they were like, dude, look at these tourists.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Loved it. Okay. Went up to the grocery store every morning and would get like, she needed like 4 for the day. Okay. She was loving them.
That's too much bread.
I know.
That's a lot of sugar.
And it, yeah.
But That's a secret thing about bread. It's basically
sugar
because once you start to metabolize, it spikes your sugar levels and your insulin, things like that. It's crazy. Oh, so good though.
So good.
Now, would you do a biscuit or a croissant?
I like a croissant over a biscuit.
Cornbread or biscuit?
Cornbread.
Brioche or croissant?
See, I like brioche, but not only. I probably get croissant like as just by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I like brioche like with like a burger, like when it's the bread with something. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But by itself, I do a croissant.
Gotcha. What about best bread? It's almost hard to say best bread because all the ones on the list have different bread.
Yeah.
Like Red Lobster has the cheddar bay, right? And
Outback has that brown bread.
Outback has the brown bread.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel
has the cornbread.
Has the cornbread. Cheesecake Factory also has a brown bread.
Okay. Oh yeah, they do the very similar bread.
Yes.
To,
yes. Yeah. Probably the same commissary. Yeah. And one of the biggest pains in the asses of bread places that I've ever worked at. I mean, it's not open anymore.
How about like Roadhouse Grill? Like about a baguette?
Listen,
a nice warm baguette. Crush
baguette, but here's my problem with baguette. It don't keep.
No,
a baguette will let you down if you turn your back.
Oh yeah,
it's like a dog. If you,
but fresh baguette is the move.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like an avocado.
Oh.
If you have an avocado and a baguette in your house, be prepared for disappointment. Okay? One or both are going to let you down.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get it when you got to get it.
You got to get it while it's hot. And you know how you walk into the grocery store and you can smell it in the morning and they make That is the best time to grab a baguette right then in the morning.
And eat it immediately?
Immediately.
It might not even make dinner time.
Yo, you don't need to.
Might not make dinner time because it's gonna be like it's gonna be a self-defense weapon.
Yeah,
you're gonna knock people over the head with that baguette.
Yeah, you might as well be playing Star Wars. You might as well be lightsaber, Joe.
Exactly. That thing is gonna crust up on you. Like, what is it made of?
I don't know.
Why does it brick up so much?
Instantaneous. Almost.
And you can't keep it. You can't keep it. I don't understand. I used to get Publix used to have this baguette.
It's like think about it. It's like being in a freezer. Like. It's like bread that it hit the air, and it's like you put like ice in the put water in the freezer, and it just turns the ice. Same idea.
You guys got to help me out how to keep a baguette fresh, because I get it. You can put it in a plastic bag or whatever, but then it gets kind of mushy.
Yeah,
and it's not the same.
I think aluminum might work, but nobody, you know.
Did you say aluminum?
Like aluminum foil, like wrap it
up.
Not like aluminum. Like aluminum foil. Like, I think, like, when it came, like, if you wrapped it, I think it would last maybe for a day. That way.
Did you ever call it tin foil?
I never did, but I know people that do.
Like, old people call it tin foil? Yeah. It used to be made out of tin.
Really?
Can you imagine?
No.
I just learned that the other day. Anyway, I mean, I don't know what it is about the baguette, but baguette be gone, bro.
Yeah, it needs to be, though. It's delicious.
It's delicious, but it's like I said, you gotta eat right away.
You got a 6-hour shelf life, max. Okay.
What about Cuban bread?
I like Cuban bread, but it's the same. But it's big. It's big.
It's big.
It's big.
It's too big.
It is.
It's broad.
Yeah.
It's a broad bread.
Mm-hmm. It's big.
I mean, it's no bigger than your bread bowl.
No, but I don't do bread bowls.
What was the name of that place? Wasn't there a... Oh,
Panera does bread bowls.
Panera does bread bowls. There was a bread place. Like, it made a ton of different bread. What was the name of that place? Montana Bread Company or something like that?
You got me.
I used to go there. I mean...
Where was it at?
This one was in New York.
Okay.
But it was...
Now, see, New York. Bread in New York is a whole different animal. Okay, you got to remember the water there. The bread in New York.
Yeah, but it wasn't New York bread necessarily. It was like a Montana Mills company or some crap like that. Mm-hmm. It was a chain restaurant. It was restaurant.
Okay.
And not restaurant, but a bread shop.
Yeah.
I got to look that up. Man, it had all kinds of bread. I mean, a list of bread. And they would be out of bread, and you go there, and it would be like all this artisan bread, this onion bread, and raisin bread, and this and that. It was crazy amounts of bread. I loved it, but, man. First of all, I meant to say this. I needed to know about the doggone French bread, or the baguette. If you know how to keep baguette, message me.
Let us know about the baguette.
In the comments.
Let us know about your favorite bread spot.
Yes.
Let us know if there's a chain that we missed. Give us, and then maybe we will do the bread draft eventually.
Yes, we'll do the bread draft.
Maybe I'll call my boy Mateo. He's not in the area anymore. Maybe we'll get him on and see what his bread input is.
We got to figure out how to do the remotes now that we're doing video, because I got a couple things lined up. And we're going to end it there on the bread, but reach out to me at The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram or The Modern Waiter Gmail. We do this for you each and every week, and we're really so grateful for you. And if you enjoy our show, the best way to support us is to press that share button. And if you there's a bread lover in your household or in your circle of influence, tell them you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Scrap, 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 people.
And we'll see you next time.
Later. You suckers can't touch us. Untouchable.